What's up, Wikimaniacs? Support for today's episode comes from True Classic. This brand new sponsor has the absolute best fitting t-shirts a man can buy. Finding the right t-shirt with a little bit of a dad bod is incredibly frustrating. Trust me, I know. Most t-shirts are either way too tight on your gut or look way too big and boxy. You're not in high school anymore, my guy, and it's time to upgrade. True Classic has already helped over 2 million men finally get a better fit at an affordable price. Our listeners get access to the best deal they offer. For a limited time only, you can get 25% off with the code Reddit at trueclassic.com. Again, that's promo code Reddit at trueclassic.com.
What's up, Wikimaniacs? Welcome back to another episode of Reddit on Wiki, where we research things very crappily through Reddit and Wiki. That's as much as a detailed description of this show as you're going to get from me. All right. So this is Sean, co-host, one third. Here we go. Another hot intro off the dome. No script, of course.
Hell yeah.
Starting it off hot. Here we go. Girls Like Girls, where Josh is from. Josh, say hi.
What's up? I am Drake's number one fan. No, wait. Drake's my number one fan. There we go.
There it is.
He stole that line from me, actually. No. No.
And with Josh and I is the main man, Whataburger number one fan in the world, John.
The fuck? It's me, John, I guess.
Your boy.
Yeah, boy.
Sick. Yeah, boy. All right. So before we get into this week's topic, I am trying. So I didn't write a script per se, as much as I just copy and pasted a bunch of shit. But we'll see. We'll see where this goes. You know what
you
I'm saying?
You copy-pasted it. I understand.
I copy-pasted it. You know what I'm saying?
Throwback.
So before we get into the topic and before we get into my sort of script, I want to give a shout out to Dustin from Sandman Stories Presents. He hit us up with a bunch of episode ideas, and I couldn't think of one, so I stole one of his. But is it really stealing if he recommended it?
Yeah, we asked for it, so it's not stealing.
Yeah, we asked for it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, bro.
Episode 11, and you're running out of ideas already? God damn.
If the Wikimaniacs don't know... Oh, what's up, Josh?
I was going to say, you want to shout out our video capability we got going on right now?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. We don't know if this is on YouTube or Patreon or what it is, but we are recording with video for the first time. John is rocking Reddit on Wiki's very own Wikimaniacs t-shirt. You can find that on redditonwiki.com. Josh is wearing a Let's Start a Cult podcast. Shots and Thoughts refuses to do merch because fuck my ass. So I'm not wearing a Shots and Thoughts shirt.
Wait, is that how you guys make money?
Yeah. That's so we don't have a Patreon, but we do have an OnlyFans. It's very much the same kind of context. A lot of
roll
fuck
D20.
My ass, you know. Roll D20, you know.
How many strokes?
Does this episode... Does this episode come out before or after? Oh, it comes before our chat with Lindsay on Ye Olde Crime, but you'll hear about 20-sided phalluses on that episode. So stay tuned for that. But yeah, we have video for the first time. I think Josh is not at his house. That's why he has internet. Where are you, Josh? How much money did you spend on an Airbnb to...
I just broke into this podcast.
Wow.
This is some random place. I just walked in. No one was home. So they have a lovely orange door that matches John's shirt.
Yes. Joke's on you. That's literally his compound right now. And it's just, you know, in building in progress at the moment. Because look, if you look at his chair right now, that looks like an executive chair, like a, you know, a little cult circle chair table set up.
There's one next to me.
it's getting there.
Yeah. Yeah. This is my new compound. So
we're keeping the podcast on the line as long as possible so FBI can find the IP address for Josh and finally end this 12 month of terror.
So please go to our Patreon to support me on the run. Or buy me a coffee.
Yeah, don't buy me a coffee. Buy me gas money.
Buy me gas money.
Buy me a new compound, please.
All right, well, let's get into today's topic. We are going to talk about something near and dear to Josh's heart, Canadian football. Josh, tell us a little bit about your experience and your love for Canadian football.
Oh, where to begin? I don't. I've been to the local Ottawa Red Blacks. I've seen them play before. That is about as much as I've ever watched. The CFL is not as exciting as the NFL, but it's fully Canadian, which is kind of cool. So, and I've never understood why it's never done what every other major league has done and integrated, but we'll get to that, I think, probably.
we'll see, hopefully. I don't know. We'll see what my copy and paste really did here. John, do you have any knowledge of the CFL at all?
I don't. The only thing I know about Canadian football is that their goalposts are really in a weird place. It's almost like it's almost like rugby looking, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Ooh. And it's really annoying because like all of the soccer fields, a lot of the soccer fields where like around Ontario have those posts because like there's a lot of football teams. And so you're like running to like, and it's just in the middle of the end zone, and it's fucking annoying because you almost run into it every single time.
Wait, is it in front of the goal?
No. They put
it's
it
like
in,
smack in the middle of the end zone, right?
Yeah, but like
yeah,
for
smack dead. Yeah,
but for soccer, no, they build it. Really, but like if you're just playing like as a kid, you're playing in a field, and then like whatever you're playing,
just run
football
straight
or rugby
it.
Or whatever. And then you avoid this fucking post every time.
All right, so let's get into what Wikipedia has to say about Canadian football. Okay, so the episode is not only about the CFL, but I guess just the history of Canadian football in the first place. So as we do with every episode here on Reddit on Wiki, we're going to read the first section on the Wikipedia page. Canadian football is a sport played in Canada in which two teams of 12 players each compete for territorial control of a field of 110 yards long and 65 yards wide, attempting to advance a pointed oval-shaped ball into the opposing team's scoring area or end zone. In Canada, the term football may refer to Canadian or American football collectively, or to either sport specifically, depending on the context. Outside of Canada, the term Canadian football is used exclusively to describe this sport, even in the United States. The term gridiron football, or more rarely North American football, is used worldwide as well to refer to both sports collectively.
Nice.
The two sports have shared origins and are closely related, but have some key differences. With the probable exception of a few minor and recent changes for which there is circumstantial evidence to suggest the existence of at least informal cross-border collaboration. The modern rules of the two sports have evolved independently. All right, there's like three more paragraphs. I'm just going to go ahead and skip that. You guys kind of can get the vibe from
that.
Yeah,
it's Canadian League football.
Yes. But I guess if you're not into American League football, the NFL, there were already some differences there. They said two teams of 12 players. That's already different. And then the field is 110 yards, which is also different. And then the width is also different. So the field is different, and then the amount of players is different.
And as someone who watches football to impress their girlfriend's dad and knows very little about football, how much is an average like NFL? What is the NFL?
So the NFL field is 100 yards, so it's a little bit shorter, and I think it's 53 yards wide, something like that. That sounds
something
right.
Like that,
okay. Yeah. And the 12 players, there's difference. I assume.
Yes. He's 11.
Oh, it's like
11 in American football.
Gotcha.
Okay, so that's the first entry into Wikipedia. I'm going to try and get into a little bit of the history of Canadian football and where it came from and how it evolved. Okay, so here's the part that I copied and pasted. I took out things that sounded uninteresting. So if this already sounds uninteresting to you, trust me, I made it a little bit better. Okay, so
nice.
The first documented football match was a practice game played on November 9th, 1861 at the University College, University of Toronto.
Nice.
A football club was formed at the university soon after, although its rules at this stage were pretty unclear. 3 years later at Trinity College, Toronto, F. Barlow Cumberland, Frederick A. Bethune, and Christopher Gwynn devised the rules based on rugby football. This game gradually gained a following with the Hamilton Football Club, later the Hamilton Tiger Cats, that formed on November 3rd, 1869. Soon after that, the Montreal Football Club was formed on April 8th, 1872, and then the Toronto Argonaut Football Club was formed October 4th, 1873. And then last team that formed... Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I had a high school teacher who played for them one or two games or something like that.
Wow.
way back. He was a very old teacher. So
that's kind of a redundant team name. Tiger Cats. As if a tiger is not a cat already.
No, he played for the Argonauts.
We'll get into some of the weird names.
But
the Argonauts, there's more weird names.
Yeah.
Huh, what is an Argonaut? If I don't know what that
it's
is.
It's like a... It's a warrior.
Like astronaut.
Oh. That was a warrior.
Oh, no, you're probably right. I'm just saying it sounds like astronaut.
Oh, I see.
I was like, an astronaut warrior? What the fuck? Is this Space Force?
Argonaut.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, damn. There you go. Much better.
Yeah, Argonauts in Greek legend is any band of 50 heroes who went, or the any band of 50 heroes went with Jason in the ship of Argo to fetch the Golden Fleece.
Mm.
So it's
That's another episode.
Golden Fleece sounds like it's from the Harry Potter series.
Yeah, the Golden Fleece. It wins you 150 points for no reason.
Yes.
If you drape it around your shoulders.
You know, this is probably something I shouldn't admit on the podcast, but I have not watched all of the Harry Potter movies.
It's okay. I skipped all around it too.
Oh my God.
We finally made Josh mad. Yes. This is the thing that sets him up.
Oh. I mean, I enjoy Harry Potter a lot. My girlfriend is a super fan. Like, she's like, she knows what fucking, what is it called? The party or house you're in. She knows which house she's in. She knows her Patronus. She knows fucking her wand, I think. It's crazy.
It's crazy. I even have a wand and I don't even really watch that shit like that much.
You do seem like someone who would be into that, John.
What the fuck does that mean?
Nerdy. You're a nerdy guy. You have the one ring. You have the one ring as your tattoo. Don't even start as your wedding.
That's fair. And you do love professional wrestling. Yeah. Professional wrestling is undoubtedly nerdy. And I say that as a fan of professional wrestling.
Does that make you a nerd too? Did you have an Arrow costume on that GIF? Was that you?
That was me.
Oh,
and I am a goddamn nerd. I do own a Green Arrow costume. I do like professional wrestling.
And he plays D&D.
I watch every Marvel movie in theaters. I play D&D. I also DM sometimes for D&D.
Hell yeah. We should do a one-off game for Patreon someday.
I've honestly never played, so you guys are going to need to teach
It's easy, and you would probably be really good at it.
Is it a lot of role-playing? Because role-playing, I'm fine with that.
John would be a good bard.
A bard?
Yeah, you'd be a good bard, I think.
Bards are dudes that play music and they're like super charismatic.
Yeah, they're inspiration.
A whooper? What was that? Oh, what was that word that we
whooper up? You're a goddamn whooper up.
Yeah.
A whooper up?
Another sneak peek of our Ye Old Crime episode coming out.
October, our first Saturday of October.
Nice.
October 2nd, I believe.
Bam.
But yeah, so after all those football clubs were made, a year later, in 1874, the United States were having their own weird birth of football at the same time, converting rugby rules into rules that would later become American football. So they invited Canada's McGill University to play against the United States Harvard University in a game derived from rugby football in a home and home series. Don't know what a home and home series is. I clicked on it and then it sent me to the Wikipedia page of the actual American rugby or rugby football game that happened.
I would assume,
Josh, do you know what it is?
Wouldn't it mean they both played one home game? So they went to Harvard and then they went to McGill? Does that make sense?
That's kind of what it seems like to me as well.
Okay.
Sounds like that makes sense. Also, you know, we don't have to be factual on this show, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
We advertise as not being factual.
Undoubtedly, that's what happened. They played one game at Harvard, one game at McGill University, and if you hear anything else, don't add us. That's what happened. Okay,
change Wikipedia now.
Yeah, change it now. It's not hard.
Wikipedia.
Change the name too.
When the Canadians arrived several days early to take advantage of the trip to see Boston and its surrounded areas, they held daily practices. During this time, the Americans were surprised to see the Canadians kick, chase, and then run with the ball. Picking up and running with the ball was a huge violation of the basic rules of the American game during that time. U.S. Captain Henry Grant pointed this out to the captain of the Canadian team, David Roger. David Roger simply replied, "Running with the ball is a core part of the Canadian game."
So they challenged each other and didn't know they played different sports.
I guess it sounds like they maybe challenged each other to see like how each other plays. Cause at this point it sounds like there are no official rules.
Weird.
Yeah, like, people are just,
it's like playing beer pong, different houses.
True. That is
exactly
true. Watch your elbows. Damn it.
It's like, I hit it in the same cup. What do you mean it's not balls back? Give me that shit.
Balls back. That's two cups out. I want a zipper. I want a river.
Oh, only one re-rack. It's okay.
Exactly. All right. So Harvard did not have a full-size rugby pitch. So because of their reduced field, the Harvard team opted for 11 players per side instead of the regulation 15 players that the rugby union follows.
Makes sense.
And also to generate more offense, Harvard also increased the number of downs from 3, as set by McGill, to 4.
Right.
Furthermore, the Harvard players so enjoyed running with the ball that this rule was wholly adopted into the all-Harvard play following the two games with McGill. While the American team bested the Canadian team, what's up, baby? Both countries' flavors of footballs were forever changed and linked to one another. All right, so that is the game that set, I guess, sort of combined the rules of both games. And then from there, they separated and made their own rules based on what they learned in that game.
So they were like, okay, we're playing with 11. And the Canadians were like, okay, but you can run with the ball. And they're like, okay, that's fine.
Okay, sick. Let's do 3 downs instead of 4 downs. Okay,
how big is
yeah,
your football?
Sure. All right, so now that we learned the history and the beginning of football, let's go ahead and jump right into the CFL. All right, we're going into Canadian Football League, Canada's premier professional football league. All right, they have their own Wikipedia page, and I'm going to go ahead and read the first paragraph of that too. So the CFL is a professional sports league in Canada. The CFL is the highest competition in Canadian football. The league consists of 9 teams, each located in a city in Canada. They are divided into 2 divisions, 4 teams in the East Division, and 5 teams in the West Division.
John, can you name those teams?
I cannot.
Damn it.
I mean, Josh, can you?
I think so. We got the The Argos, the Ticats, the Montreal.
Montreal what?
Alouettes.
Montreal syrups.
Are they the Alouettes?
They are the Alouettes.
Okay. The Ottawa.
Wait,
Red
what'd you
Blacks.
Say? You said the Hamilton Tiger Cats, the Montreal Alouettes, and the Ottawa Red Blacks,
and Toronto Argonauts.
All right, that's the whole East Division, my guy.
Then we have the BC Lions.
Ooh.
Right?
Three more. Four more. I lied. Four more.
Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
Yep.
The Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
Yep. Two more.
Calgary Stampeders.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And the Edmonton.
You got Ooh, it. Also starts with an E.
Eskimos, but I think they're changing that.
Mm, no. I guess they recently changed it.
Oh,
that's probably why you don't remember it.
I don't know the new name then.
Because they're definitely not the Eskimos.
They were.
Edmonton football team.
Edmonton, it starts with an E, John, and it's an animal that's in Canada.
Emu.
Y'all got emus?
I don't know.
No, I don't think so. Elk. Is it elk?
It's the Edmonton Elks.
Okay.
Elks. Ah.
I almost got it.
See, NFL I could, but CFL, no.
Yeah, I could not do NFL.
You can name all the NFL teams?
So many.
Let's see how fast you can go, John. 32 teams. John, go.
Holy shit. Oh,
Hold on. Break it down by divisions.
So for the non-football and non-NFL listeners, there are eight divisions in the NFL.
Why right? So many?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's eight, and okay, then there's so four teams in each one. So AFC East. Okay.
AFC East, it's going to be New England Patriots, New York Jets, Miami Dolphins, Buffalo Bills. AFC West, you got the Los Angeles Chargers, Las Vegas Raiders, Denver Broncos, and Kansas City Chiefs.
I'd be disappointed if you got that one wrong.
I know, right? I'm a Chargers fan.
How bad does it hurt to say Los Angeles Chargers?
It hurts so much.
Yeah.
AFC North, Pittsburgh Steelers, Cleveland Browns, Baltimore Ravens, and Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah. Oh, and Josh, yeah, they did move. They moved like 2 or 3 years ago.
Mm.
When did they move, yeah. John?
They moved 2016, I think.
And how does it feel to know it's your fault, John?
First of all, it's the whole goddamn San Diego's fault, city's fault, okay? My hometown did not support the Chargers, and their owner sucks ass. Whatever.
That's fair.
Anyways, AFC South. Sean's favorite.
The shittiest division. The shittiest division of them all. Mine.
Houston Texans, Tennessee Titans, Jacksonville Jaguars. I'm drawing a blank on the last team for AFC South.
Andrew Luck.
Oh, yeah. Indianapolis Colts. Okay, so NFC North, you have the Green Bay Packers, Detroit Lions, Minnesota Vikings.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. Oh, who else is up there?
That's why. I'm like...
Wait, what'd you say? Packers?
Chicago Bears.
Oh, yeah.
Chicago
they
Bears.
Suck ass.
There you go. Yeah. NFC South, you have the New Orleans Saints, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Atlanta Falcons. I'm always drawing blank on the last team. NFC South. Oh...
Carolina Panthers, the Saints, oh, Carolina the Falcons.
Panthers, but Panthers, there you go.
Yeah, there you go.
And then last division, it, right? NFC East.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The NFC East, you got the New York Giants, the Dallas Cowboys, Washington football team, and the Philadelphia Eagles. 32 teams.
Wow. And if you don't like football, I'm sorry. We just that was 3 minutes of football teams in two different leagues.
Now let's go to the other football, the European football. Let's name all those teams.
Isn't it now defunct? Something Dragons. I just remember from
Arsenal.
Madden NFL.
I only know what Ted Lasso knows.
Yeah, I only know Ted Lasso.
What a great
show. I've never watched Ted Lasso before.
Oh, my God.
What the fuck, John?
It is such a good show, John. You would love it, actually.
I don't have time.
He's literally you.
Really? Okay, now I have to watch it.
Just a nice guy, and he loves his puns and wordplay. It's you.
Do you like Scrubs? Did you ever watch Scrubs?
I love Scrubs.
It's by the guy who made Scrubs. No. And Zach Braff also directed the second episode.
Oh, okay, no, I'm getting Apple TV Plus, damn it.
I think they were nominated for like 22 Emmys. This is a plug. This is a goddamn straight up free plug. Watch Ted Lasso.
We're sponsored. We're not, but
we're not. But.
Yeah, but.
But yeah, so the CFL, those are the teams, those are the cities. Pretty much besides that, I just wanted to go ahead with the differences between the NFL and the CFL rules-wise. So after that McGill versus Harvard game, eventually they had one guy in Canada make up all the rules for Canadian football and then one guy in America make all the rules. So America adopted the Walter rules, while Canada adopted the Burnside rules. Okay, here are the top 10 biggest differences between the NFL and the CFL. One, NFL makes more money, so they pay their players more money.
You know what's funny? I was actually going to joke and say revenue, but...
No, so that's the number one thing.
Number one. That's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's people in the CFL that have a second time or a second job just because they need it.
Oh, no. Like the players do other things?
Oh, absolutely. Especially like in Saskatchewan
I don't know if you guys watch like some YouTubers, but there's this kicker. His name is Destroying. I think he had a tryout with, I want to say, the Saskatchewan team as a kicker, and I don't think he made it. But he had the team had a lot of clout because he's a big YouTube personality. So I think they got a pretty good exposure out of him, and
they should have just added him, be the backup kicker or some shit.
I know, right? Right.
They could sell all those jerseys, make money. But anyways. As of the 2017 season, the average NFL player made around $2.7 million.
Holy shit.
Okay. $2.7 million USD. In comparison, the average salary for a CFL player in 2018 was approximately $96,857 Canadian dollars, which I believe translates to about $5 USD, right?
Yeah,
right, Josh?
Yeah. You can buy a Snickers with that.
Yeah.
You can't even buy a mid-roll ad with that shit.
No.
You could from us.
We're poor, guys. We're poor.
Oh, damn it. Hey, way to hit us when it hurts, Josh. Like we're a poverty podcast, okay?
That's what I do best.
Yeah,
please support us if you can.
Yes. Yeah.
We have a Buy Me a Coffee, right?
Yeah,
we have a Patreon. There's ways. We have merch. Help us, guys. Help us. Buy ads. Anyways, moving on. Difference number two we already mentioned was the field size. NFL goes by 100 yards wide, 53 and a third yards wide. Wait.
Long.
100 yards length. Long length, 53 and a third wide. All right. And then the CFL field goes by 110 length by 65 yards width.
Don't worry, guys.
The Canadian League's just compensating for the lack of pay, so they got to upsize the field. You know what I mean?
I was going to say, guys. It's not the size that matters. It's how you use it.
It's also how you get paid.
Fuck.
That's how you use a Benjo.
Yeah.
Another shout out to Ye Olde Crime that y'all have not heard yet, but another sneak peek.
Benjo ass.
Benjo this, Benjo that. All right. So not only are the fields different, the end zones are different as well. The CFL has an end zone that is 20 yards deep, so easier to score a touchdown. The NFL end zone has end zone that is only 10 yards deep. This means the total length of the entire field in the NFL is 120. While the CFL has 150. All right. Number three, the number of players. We also mentioned this. NFL, 11 players. The CFL is 12 players on each side. Because of the 12th player, the 12th player usually acts as another offensive lineman on the offense side. So it says here that the CFL does not have a tight end position, and they usually run two slot backs. So if you know what that is, good for you. If you don't,
I don't.
I'm not going to dig deep into it.
I wish Canadian football did You get one extra guy, and he just sits in the end zone for that Hail Mary at all times.
Like a cherry picker?
Yeah. And that's all he does. He can't move. He has like a circle. He can't leave that circle, so you have to pinpoint him.
He can only stay in the end zone.
Yeah.
Poor defensive guy has to, like, the safety just has to haul ass to the end zone every play.
Every time.
Holy shit, yeah.
But the closer you get to your own end zone, the easier it is to run and guard him. So it's... Yeah, I'm making up my own league.
That's actually kind of fun. Like, if you think about it, if you can launch that thing like 75 yards, then
bonus.
You deserve to score.
you creating your own football league has big, what is it? House of David vibes.
House of Josh.
This is the hot House of Shell league.
This is the Mexican football league, guys. We're.
Yes, it is in Canada. No, don't ask questions.
We had naming issues, so.
All right, I'm just going to rapid fire the last four differences. And if you want to learn more about it, just find it on Wikipedia. There's a whole Wikipedia page dedicated to the differences between the NFL and the CFL. But yeah, here we go. Rapid fire. Number four, the CFL offers 3 downs per possession as opposed to 4 downs allowed in the NFL. Number five, there are different rules regarding the play clock and timeouts. Number six, the CFL offers an additional method of scoring known as a single point / rogue point. That sounds tight.
Maybe that's what I came up with.
The rogue?
Maybe.
The rogue.
He's already editing the Wikipedia page as we speak. Number seven, there are different rules regarding the overtime format. Number eight, there is a difference in the in-season schedule and length. We got two more. Number nine, there is a difference in the location of the field goal post. Josh knows all about that one.
Oh, yeah.
And then number 10, the CFL does not have a fair catch rule. Holy shit.
My God. So
if you're not a fan of football, a fair catch in the NFL is whenever they kick the ball, the opposing team can catch it, right? Usually, if they feel like they're about to get fucking destroyed by the other team about to tackle them, they can wave their hand in the air, and then the other team is not allowed to touch them. So I guess in Canada, fuck it. You could just be standing still and get trucked by somebody running top speed. What, like, we have guys running like 20 miles per hour on the field just fucking trucking you. Insane.
We're tougher up here. That's
I guess so.
$100,000, I can get you CTE.
Tom gets just destroyed every time he catches the ball, and then he goes to work at the grocery store the next day.
He goes to sleep, then wakes up and goes to Tim Hortons to serve some coffee and donuts.
His head hurts a little bit. He's a little woozy.
As a hard job, he's just putting donuts in a coffee cup.
Concussion
jokes.
All right,
so that is it for concussion jokes are fun. Oh, Jesus. Oh,
please,
no.
Please.
Okay.
It was a joke, okay?
Concussions are very serious.
They'll
very,
forget
very
about
serious.
It.
No. John just did a Chris Benoit episode with the homies across the pond, so.
Jesus Christ, Josh. That's something I would say.
I'm sorry. I'm taking your lines.
I like it. I'm so proud of you right now.
Oh, man. All right. Well, that's it for the Wikipedia section of this episode. We're going to go ahead and go straight into the Reddit section. But instead of going straight, I forgot. We're going to curve, take a turn into some ad space. Because, again, we are broke. We do need the money. We're pivoting. And listen to these ads that are paying us.
Or... if you want ad-free episodes, you can support us on Patreon.
Yes, yay! We do have a Patreon now. John and Josh will plug that. I will just sit and watch at the end of the episode. All right, but that's it for now. We'll see you guys on the second half of the episode. Bye.
And that is why Rocky Road is definitively the best ice cream.
Fine, I'll give you that if you agree that...
if you say that the Toy Story's toys are not alive one more time, I will shove Rex up your...
Do you miss sitting around the table getting into long debates about meaningless nonsense?
Toys do not have souls.
So, are we getting hot wings?
Then you need the Mortal Kombat podcast, where we take all of your favorite pop culture arguments and debate them tournament style, except while we argue, it's our audience that determines the winner.
I used to have trouble sleeping. I just couldn't turn off my brain. Now I drift off planning my own Mortal Kombat arguments.
I often have strange opinions, but can't share them with my family without being disowned. So I call the Mortal Kombat hotline. They have to listen. And now I can attend Thanksgiving.
Before I started listening to Mortal Kombat, I had no friends or confidence. Now, it feels like I have 6 new friends, and only one of them is imaginary and speaks in parcel tongue.
Now I don't have to be the bad guy in my marriage. They can tell her how bad her taste in movies are.
Recorded live via Twitch every week, come hang out and get back to discussing the important things. Available on all podcatchers by searching Mortal Kombat Pod.
Thanks, Mortal Kombat!
Follow us at Mortal Kombat Pod on all social media platforms or go to our website, www.moralcombatpod.com, to find out if we're right for you. Side effects may include shouting at your listening device, replicating similar arguments with your loved ones, voting on multiple platforms for the same matchup, submissions of your own picks, urges to leave voicemails, desires to guest host, pondering who hurt Greg, and many, many more.
And we're back!
Holy shit! I thought you were going to give him like some sort of pep talk before that. God damn!
Holy shit! That was a lot of ads. We're rich now, guys. We made it.
So rich. You didn't even give me a chance to call fair catch that one.
Exactly.
Just truck me.
All right. So now, as with all my episodes, I like to do Wikipedia first, Reddit next. All right. So I'm going into Reddit just as a little teaser. All the Reddit stuff is mostly clean, good fun, and we're going to end with the finale banger where the loser of my last episode, Reddit Games, is going to read a fan fiction all by themselves. But just you wait. Let's get through some Reddit stuff really quickly. I don't think it's going to take long because we really want to savor and enjoy the girth of what Josh is about to read.
Girth.
Josh, question, is your girlfriend around?
She is not.
She is not.
Damn,
that
it
is disappointing to hear.
The benefits of being on the run is I don't have to read porn in front of my girlfriend.
That's a goddamn
damn
shame.
It is a shame.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. The first Reddit is a post in the subreddit. Here we go now. Wait for it. It's in the subreddit, fuck my ass. Where is it? It's not r/fuckmyass. It is r/never. It's what? Reddit /r/fuckmyass.
Okay. Save.
No. This is from
the hole.
Subreddit. Never tell me the odds. Okay, it's hosted by Birdplan. Great username. So this is a video of a man during a halftime game at the CFL. He was picked to try to win prizes by attempting to kick field goals from the 20-yard line, 30-yard line, 40-yard line, and the 50. He went and missed the 20, 30, 40, but when he got to the 50, he kicked it straight down the middle and won $1 million Canadian dollars, more than the average Canadian salary per year. And again, that's probably like 10 USD.
Yeah,
pretty good. But this is the thing I wanted to bring up. He decided to not take one lump sum and to instead break it up into $25,000 a year for the next 40 years. People were talking in the subreddit, you know, saying, oh, that's a mistake. You should have just taken the lump sum, invested it somewhere, would have made more money. But then somebody was like, yeah, after the tax, after they take away the tax, how much did he even really win? And then some Canadian subreddit poster said, we don't tax the winnings. That's only a U.S. thing.
I don't know if that's true. That's definitely not true.
Is that not true? It said this was the CFL. We don't tax winnings in Canada.
No, that's 100% not true. That we definitely tax lottery winnings.
Do we? Oh, okay. Fuck yeah. Me. Well, then delete that. Don't worry about that at all, Wikimaniacs.
As someone who dreams of one day winning the lottery, I know. Trust me.
Oh. This person said the UK doesn't tax lottery winnings either. The tax is paid by the company beforehand, not the winner.
I don't.
And then somebody said, well, it's not even remotely surprising that the U.S. does it the opposite way.
Well, see, maybe I don't know how that would work.
Maybe that'll be a Shots and Thoughts episode.
There you go.
Does Canada tax lottery winnings?
Canada tax.
Who knows?
Special guest, Josh Hell.
You're gonna ruin this episode for me immediately, Josh.
Oh.
Do they not tax it?
Like, yeah, you're not doing it.
Okay, it's weird. It says most lottery winnings are tax-free. However, the income generated from the winnings is taxable. So, I guess if he did invest it, that would be taxable. But the actual lottery itself would not be.
Wow.
So,
a whole 1 million Canadian.
Yeah, what does that buy you in America?
Two Snickers bars.
Sick. That's all I need.
Sick. All right, moving on from lottery winnings, another Reddit post in the subreddit r/baseball. So not particularly related to the CFL, but sort of. All right, so this post is by, great username, Well Endowed Horse.
Is that the one that killed that guy?
I think that is the one that murdered that man.
Nice.
What a stallion.
This post is called, I don't think as baseball fans we talk enough about how two MLB teams are straight up named after socks.
Yeah.
It is so low effort that we have the Red Sox and the White Sox. Have I spent even 2 seconds to Google to see the history behind the name? You can bet I didn't. Am I a fan of either team? Not one bit. Does this impact me in my life whatsoever? Of course not. Is this uninformed and low-effort take on a low-hanging fruit going to anger some members of the respective fan bases and neutrals? More than likely. Also, while we're at it, I am a CFL fan, and although this was before my time, a league with 9 teams once had 2 teams named the Rough Riders and Rough Riders. Where is the effort, people? What is happening? So I did confirm that for about, again, facts aren't important here, but for about like 60 years, there were 2 Rough Rider teams, one with a space in between Rough and Riders, and then one with no space.
That's the dumbest shit.
There are 9 teams. You can't find 9 different names.
I mean, if you think about it, the Ottawa team is the Red Blacks, which is just 2 colors. It's so stupid.
That's also not too great. I do like Argonauts. Argonauts is a cool ass name.
Argos is cool. Argos is cool. Ticats is fine. And Alouettes.
Tigercats is fine.
Alouettes is
cool. Alouettes is cool. But Rough Riders and Rough Space Riders is a real mystery.
Blue Bombers.
Pretty cool.
And then the Lions, fine. The Eskimos, problematic. And then
that's why they're the Elks.
Yeah, they're the Elks now, which is fine, I guess. And then the Stampeders, which is cool because that's where the Calgary Stampede's held. So kind of makes sense.
U.S. is in the process of doing the same thing with changing names too. Or like in baseball, there's no more Cleveland Indians. I think they're the Cleveland Guardians.
Indians, yep. That one's gone.
Yeah.
Yep. And then, the Redskins is completely gone. That was how that got away for so long is a mystery to us all.
Are they keeping football club?
I think they're saying they're going to come up with a name at the end of this season, but they are digging the fact that they sound like a soccer team. They said they like the feel of it.
They should do a racist name for a white guy.
The Washington...
Crackers.
Washington Cracker Barrels.
I was going to say Honkies. Is Honkies a white thing?
I think it is.
I mean, Yankees.
Yankees, yeah. True.
Oh, the 2021 Gen Z insult, the colonizers. Washington colonizers.
Perfect. Washington colonizers. It's perfect.
Right in D.C. A good reminder that at the beginning of 2021, Washington was, in fact, under siege by quote-unquote Patriots. Can't forget about that goddamn thing.
I think
holy Washington shit. Insurgents. My God. That happened this year.
The Washington bigots.
Oh, Jesus.
Washington 2020.
Yeah, and the only other one I can think of is the Chicago Blackhawks. I don't know if that's okay or if they are like, I don't know if they worked with the tribe.
Yeah, I don't know.
But
we really, again, we should probably bring, before we talk about this, bring in like somebody that's Native American or expert, has knowledge of the tribes.
Yeah, that's fair.
Before we have another Shots and Thoughts nipple incident episode. So we got one more Reddit post, and this one is just kind of uplifting. All right. So this was in the NFL subreddit by BHoss89. All right. So Eric Harris went from life-threatening car crash to working in a potato chip factory to the CFL to a torn ACL with the Saints to a 2017 special teamers. Then he played 433 snaps at safety in 2018, and Thursday he signed a 2-year multi-million dollar deal.
Hey.
So just nice to read about, a nice little uplifting story. I read about it. I'm not going to read the whole article, but essentially he went undrafted in the NFL and was not even invited onto a practice squad by NFL team. So to still follow his dream, he was broke. So he worked at a potato chip company for the summer, raised enough money, and then heard that there was a CFL tryout. And then he drove 50 hours to the location of the CFL tryout, tried out, made the team, played for like 3 years, got onto the Saints, immediately tore his ACL, and then got signed by the Raiders as a special teamer. And then due to other injuries from other players, he got to start and he made some plays. I think he got like 5 interceptions in a year or something like that, which is pretty good. And then he signed a multi-million dollar deal later that year. So,
which is crazy, uplifting if you think about it, because like you said, the average was what, 90,000 Canadian? So that's, he's making way more.
Oh, cool. He's making way more.
Yeah, that's good. Good for him.
So,
hey man, sometimes you just gotta bet on yourself.
Exactly. So with that being said, and all the Reddit posts and all the Wikipedia subjects talked about, this was not found on Reddit or Wikipedia, but the fans have demanded. They have demanded erotic fan fiction from me goddamn near every episode. So we're going to give them what they want. We are very much in favor of the Wikimaniacs. So the loser from Reddit Games has to read this in full by themselves. And I believe that loser was, go ahead and name yourself now.
Me, John.
Oh, whoa, chill.
Yeah, I have some question marks. I don't understand how Wikimaniacs voted eggs, putting your shirt on first, and leaves ahead of my answers. But it is what it is. John owns the Twitter. I think he had some sway, I believe. But
I think he did have sway because on Twitter,
I only beat you by one.
That's his charisma.
On Twitter, it was sort of close, or sort of. Instagram was heavily in favor of bacon and Josh's answers. I think straight up 0 votes for John, but the Twitter fam came through, saved John last second. Josh reading an erotic fan fiction all by himself.
That's okay. There we go.
I believe in you, Josh. Josh is not with his girlfriend, so he should be reading a little bit louder and with his chest more proud.
I am illiterate. You want me to open the window so the people on the streets can hear me?
We want sound effects.
Sure. Yeah. Actually, I would like if you called your girlfriend and put her.
Do you want me to read the summary?
Do you enjoy it when people does some sort of voyeurism? Like, I don't know. Maybe that's your kink, Josh. I don't know.
I would like you to read the summary. You could skip the notes.
Okay.
And read the title, please, and give credit to this brilliant artist.
I do want to give credit to this brilliant artist. So it is A QB and his boys. So A QB. Quarterback and his boys. Let's and it is by Gray 1227. on Archive Our Own, Archive For Own.
Let's maybe not give the website away, because just save people from what now is my ruined Google search. All my SEOs are now erotic fan fiction. Thank you, Wikimaniacs. I cannot stop getting weird ads on everything. I really should have done all the searching on Incognito. That would have been smart. But we're here now, and my internet is ruined forever. But Josh, go ahead, my guy. What's the summary of A QB and His Boys?
All right. Ben Roethlisberger would have sworn he was dreaming, but it was hard to when the proof was right there gulping down his cock. Is Ben Roethlisberger still playing? I don't actually know.
He is in fact still playing, yes.
Okay, good.
He is the quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
We will tag him in this on TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, and clip it for him.
We'll also tag his boys as well.
Yes. Where does he play?
He plays in Pittsburgh.
That's closer to me, though. I don't like
refer to him as Big Ben.
Oh, yeah. His nickname is Big Ben.
Huh? Is John delayed still?
I don't know. John, are you delayed?
Big Ben.
Holy shit.
That's so funny.
What's happening?
You were so delayed. We were like, is John delayed? And then it was like a pause and you said Big Ben.
Oh god, dude, that's horrible.
We were looking at you for a long time and then you just said Big Ben.
Really sexually.
Big Ben. Big Ben. Yes.
All right.
Oh my goodness.
Let's get this over with. All right. Are you ready for A Quarterback and His Boys?
Never been more ready.
No, put your pants back on, John.
Joke's on you. I'm not wearing pants.
Damn it. This whole episode. Just an hour earlier, Ben had knocked on the door of the penthouse where the brothers were staying until JJ found a place of his own. Coach had told him to make sure the boys were all settled in and to deliver JJ's new Steelers gear. Ben could not have anticipated what he would see when he let himself in after no answer. There, in all their glory, were the three Watt brothers, big brother JJ sitting against the headboard, head thrown back in pleasure, middle brother Derek swallowing his older brother's cock, and little brother TJ's mouth latched onto the former Texan's nipple. Oh my god, so we got incest going on here, John.
Truly problematic. Truly problematic.
Oh no.
Oh yeah.
Ben must have dropped the bags he was holding because the next thing he knows, TJ lets out a startled yelp, falling off the bed and kicking Derek in the face on the way down. JJ and his brothers looked as startled and confused as he must have looked. No one moved. No one spoke. Ben felt as if he had intruded on something almost sacred. Like a cult. Here were three of the biggest players currently on the NFL payroll, three small town brothers sharing an intimate moment. What a way to phrase it.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna go on a limb and say that Gray is from Alabama. Ben, like any other person with a libido, had imagined the brothers before together.
Jesus.
Is that something people with libidos do?
I think that's Gray and Gray by himself or herself.
I think I have one and I've never pictured something like that.
No.
But never in a million years expected it to be true. But here they were, naked as the day they were born and still hard. That was when Ben realized the tightness in his own pants. TJ, TJ let out a choked sound that drew Ben's gaze to him. He looked like he was close to a panic attack. He had no idea what to do. Ben has no clue. That's a weird... keep it in past tense or don't keep it in past tense, Gray? Come on.
Get it together, Gray.
Ben has no clue what prompted him to act so boldly, but he walked forward towards TJ, helping him off the floor, gave him a soft swat on his ass, and sent him towards the bed where he quickly went to the big brother's side.
Oh, this is so bad.
Oh, God. This is a quote. "Awfully nice of you boys to welcome your big brother to the team. Derek, when were you going to tell Big Ben you were so good at sucking cock?" John, have you read this one before?
Me?
No, John, because he called him John. Ben earlier.
No, I mean, that's his nickname.
That's his nickname.
Oh.
He's widely known as Big Ben, unfortunately.
Oh,
the fuck? Why would I read this shit for fun?
Maybe John's Gray.
What the
fuck?
Wow.
Derek blushed bright red. Quote, "Sorry, sir. Ben, I didn't think you'd want to know." Derek trailed off, not sure what to say. Ben reached over and ruffled his fullback's hair. "It's okay, kid. Don't worry. I'm proud of you. You look real good, making your big brother feel so good. Feel good. Good job." Derek beamed at his quarterback, soaking in the praise. He turned his focus to JJ and TJ, now fully wrapped in his big brother's arms, looking at Ben with unsure eyes. I'm sorry I scared you, TJ. Didn't mean to barge into your private time with your brothers." TJ gave a shy smile in return. "You've got a nice pair of brothers there, JJ. If I would have known they'd like this, I would have offered to help out a long time ago."
Oh, no.
JJ, to his credit, didn't look ashamed. If his still erect cock was any indicator, if his erect... "My brothers and I have only done this with each other. We've never done this with another man." Because that's normal. Ben's cock got impossibly hard in his pants. These studs have been breeding each other for God knows how long, and they've never had another guy. It was then that Ben made his decision. "Well, I can certainly help out with that. Think of it as my welcoming present." And that is how Ben found himself sitting against the headboards, shoulder to shoulder with giant JJ Watts, while Derek and TJ sucked their cocks. Ben had ideas for these boys. It's part one in a full series.
So join our Patreon where Josh will read all parts of a QB and his boys.
Oh, God. Yeah, if you support us, I'll do it. That's fine.
The things we'll do for money.
Yeah.
And then if you pay for the highest tier, John, Josh, and I will reenact the said scenes from a
Nope.
No?
Yo!
No. Oh, no. Never. No, there, no.
There's only but three of us.
Who's the fourth?
This is Patrick's comeback. Literally.
Comeback.
Is he Big Ben? Oh, God.
He can be the QB.
We're the boys.
We're the boys.
Oh, fucking dead. Oh, again with every fan fiction Wikimaniacs. We apologize, but like I said at the top of this, you guys requested it. So truly, if you are sick of what you just heard, look in the mirror. That's on you. That's on you, pal.
You know what's funny, Sean? John and I were looking at the what are they called, like the percentage people listen to, and it's like a line for yours and then a huge spike like near the end. So we know exactly where the Wikimaniacs are going to. They just scroll right to it.
Oh, no.
Fuck everything else, we want the smut.
Yeah.
They listen to the whole episode, but then they fucking re-listen. The replayability of the of the smut is high for the Wikimaniacs.
They share. We should make chapter markers so it's easier for them.
Yes.
With that being said, erotic fan fiction is done. The release for the Wikimaniacs has been released. So there's nothing left to do but go ahead and give our plugs. John, why don't you start?
I got nothing.
What happened to Travel Fats?
We're too busy because we just got a new puppy. So, I mean, we're still going to do it, but like, it's going to be incremental.
John, show your puppy.
I'm not going to show it. He's a demon dog. Cute. He's out with my wife right now. He's pretty cute.
He's fluffy.
He's an 80-pound, one-year-old baby boy.
Aw.
He's a big boy.
Yeah, he is.
Compared to your other dogs, he's a big boy.
Oh, yeah. He's bigger than me, so, like, shit. I mean, that's not much to say, but... But yeah, I got nothing.
John's got a new dog.
Would you like to plug this podcast for me?
I mean, shit, yeah, man. No, I'll do it in the end. I got you.
I'll do it in the end. Okay, all right. Josh,
what
do you got, my guy?
Besides reading smut for Sean's fantasies, I also host a podcast.
My fantasies?
Yeah, yours. I also host a podcast called Let's Start a Cult. We talk about cults, cult leaders, how the cults start, how they're run, and usually how they end. So if that interests you, definitely go check it out. It is a dark and fun time.
Go ahead and do one for Shots and Thoughts, and I'll close it off for you, my guy.
All right, so my other podcast, when I'm not doing Reddit on Wiki, I am doing Shots and Thoughts. You could find us wherever you get your podcasts. And if you want to find us on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, all of that, we are at SNTPOD. We are the internet's only improv comedy game show involving D20s and shots of liquor. And I'm not going to give the whole spiel because I told the guys this was a short episode, and here we are an hour and 10 minutes later. So what the fuck do I know? You know the vibes. You've heard the episodes. You know where to find my other podcasts. John, take us home, my guy.
All right, man. That's it for this week's episode of Wikimaniacs. Let us know your thoughts. What do you think about Canadian football? If you know something extra that you want us to know, let us know. Remember that you can show us some love on Good Pods, Apple Podcasts, and Podchaser. And by the time you're listening to this episode, consider being a Patreon or a patron. Yes, Josh will read the rest of the chapters if you join our Patreon. And all info can be found on Reddit on wiki.com. Thank you for tuning in, and go ahead, Sean, close it off for us.
That's it for this week, Wikimaniacs. We'll see you guys later. Make sure to not support incest. Okay, bye, guys. Love y'all.
My pants are tightening.
Yay.
No kink shaming, but we're shaming that one kink. That one kink is bad. No incest, please. Alabama, we're looking at you. Bye, guys.
Peace.
West Virginia.
Born and raised.
Audible is the largest collection of audiobooks and podcasts.